Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Members of Boston's Catholic community will hold a Mass this morning in honor of newly elected Pope Francis at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. Last night, many immigrants from Argentina and Latin America held Mass in Spanish to celebrate his election. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
People originally from all over Latin America came to the Mass. Eduardo Perez from El Salvador said he felt very moved by the election of Francis I.
Él habla el mismo idioma de nosotros.
He speaks the same language we do, he said, so all the more reason for us to be happy. Volunteer Catherine Zamorano was handing out cards of the new pope, greeting the Roman crowd from the balcony at St. Peter's.
How did you get the cards made so quickly?
It's a cathedral. No, we have people.
Zamorano's parents are from Mexico, but she's from New York. She calls the election of Francis a beautiful opportunity for the church to know Hispanic culture. A 360-degree change, she says.
It's a great change. It's definitely something beautiful that's going on, a blessing to us in the church. It's definitely to make us realize that the church is composed of different cultures, different ethnicities. We have a great variety of the church within itself.
Sanya Rodriguez is from Venezuela.
He looks very humble, and that's a good thing because that's what represents who we are. Yeah, as Catholics, you know, humbleness is one of the virtues that we have to have. So today we were jumping up and down, honestly.
Father Mario Castañeda presented the Mass. He's originally from Colombia. He met Cardinal Sean O'Malley when O'Malley was the Bishop of Palm Beach. O'Malley brought Castañeda to Boston as his Episcopal secretary.
Que Dios nos ha bendecido con un Papa y un Papa que habla español para la gloria de Dios.
God has blessed us with a Pope, and a Pope who speaks Spanish for the glory of God, Castañeda said in his homily. And we ask God above all that this man not only speak Spanish, but this man speak the language of God, which is the language of love, the language of humility, the language of holiness, the language of giving yourself, the language of service. Castañeda preached with the verve and passion you might imagine the church would like to see more of as it tries to keep its faithful in Latin America from converting to evangelical Christianity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.